Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 11th of December, 2024. Happy Wednesday to you. And it's official. It's the most wonderful time of the year, at least when it comes to sweets and rich foods. We start with Thanksgiving and go through Christmas. And to bridge the gap between the holidays, remember, last week we had National Cookie Day and National Brownie Day. This week, we have National Hot Chocolate Day and National Cream Cheese Frosting Day on Friday, followed up by Saturday, which has the recipe for an epic brunch. If you happen to celebrate National Biscuits and Gravy Day by washing it down with National Screwdriver Day, as always, celebrate responsibly. It will undoubtedly help you add a few pounds of warmth since we're finally getting into consistently Wisconsin winter weather. And now that we have you all set up for the week, let's jump into some news together. This week, let's start with a reminder that the new and improved and updated annual state park stickers are available. Now, those windshield stickers are now good for 12 months from the time that you purchase them. No longer are they just restricted to the calendar year. If you buy a pass in August, it'll be valid till the end of the following August instead of for the remaining 4 months. Another reminder, the revenue from the passes stay directed towards the state park system, so this year, consider it as a gift. Granted, lottery scratch-offs can be a little more fun, and yes, you get tenths of a cent towards your property taxes and lottery credit, and they will theoretically add up, but maybe it's worth considering. Consider a state park sticker as a gift this year for the ones you love. In other news, and following up last week since we had an update on the courts, here's an update on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Folks are looking at what they've been able to do this year so far, and they have delivered a whopping 14 decisions in this session. The low end for the Wisconsin Supreme Court used to average around 40. And for comparison, all of our neighbors, Michigan, Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota, this past session averaged around 70. While there are fewer appeals being submitted, they are accepting 2% instead of the typical 4 to 8%. And no matter how you look at the numbers, all around unimpressive. In other news, we have another example of how the taxpayer gets left with the short end of the stick and a target on their pocketbook. And it comes from an article in governing.com. And while their articles are often about the merits of expanding government and services, this article took an interesting look at how solar has been handled in California and the aftermath, and it's not all great. To summarize, their analysis came to the conclusion that solar was overinstalled by large commercial operators, forcing them to increasingly stop generating energy. How about this sentence? The waste could have been even larger if California had not paid utilities in other states to take the excess solar energy. Yes, that's correct, because the cost of energy fluctuates with supply and demand. When it's overproduced, the price of energy sometimes becomes zero or less than zero. So when it's sent to other states, the state of California is actually paying other states to take their energy. Yes, rolling brownout California. So it means that green energy paid for by California electricity customers is sent away, then California tax dollars are being spent for other states to take the energy, lowering bills for residents in other states while California residents are getting higher rates and their tax dollars are being given away, and they're still forced with rolling brownouts because it's not efficient when it does produce energy. On some days, more than half the available solar power goes to waste, the article goes on to say. One energy consultant, quote, calculates the retail value of the solar energy thrown away in a year could be more than $1 billion, unquote. This has led to the California Public Utilities Commission to slash financial incentives for residential rooftop solar panels. Maybe where the money should have probably been headed in the first place. It's the worst of all worlds. The big players suck up the air in the room, and the government money that could have been reinvested into the people by the people instead goes into systems that in the end don't work for the people and then are leaving the people left holding the bag and getting double and triple taxed on the results. And I should say, not only the people, but businesses and corporations. It's really sad how the best intentions get warped and corrupted, and it's the taxpayer that, like it typically happens, is left holding the bag. Correction, gets left holding the empty bag. And finally, the Wisconsin Policy Forum took to their number crunching to look at where the state is headed with its finances. First off, the title of their analysis is Moving Back to Budget Basics. Now that's a good start. So far, so good. They go on. After soaring to previously unseen heights 2 years ago, Wisconsin's budget has predictably returned much closer to Earth, our latest analysis shows. Which is kind of an okay take. In reality, inflation has put the cost of operating any business or any level of government at a higher level. So something's going to have to adjust. They also acknowledge that since there's the potential for changes in taxes and tariffs and federal money coming to the states, given the new regime that's coming in as of January, it could drastically change the state's fiscal condition. So keep all that in mind. They go on to say, in future years, the state may have to rely less on outside assistance and more on the prudence of its own elected officials. No longer can they make massive spending increases and tax cuts without impacting future funding for existing programs and services. Awesome. The prudence of our own elected officials, don't get me off on that rant. Now, as a reminder, the governor and the legislature come up with their budgets using baseline budgeting, which means let's start with the previous year's budget and we're just going to add from there, which is plain and simple, easier, and I don't want to say lazier, but it's easier than the alternatives, and it's disappointing. But that's a different rant for a different time. Because in the past few budgets, there seems to be a disconnect between conservative rhetoric in state government and the actual results, which leads me to the analysis by the numbers. Back to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, all their positions are hedged by mights and maybes and shoulds. As a public service, I will take those out and translate for you. They're confirming that federal dollars may get cut. So topics like expanding Medicaid might leave Wisconsin being stuck with a massive tab that someone else promised to cover and then ducked out on. They're also saying that there have been some massive spending increases at the state level, in spite of what the education establishment would have you to believe. It is objectively unsustainable to keep going with these massive increases. The question is still whether or not enough people will rally together to make hard decisions now so we don't have to make painful decisions later. And finally, I give you a quote that probably could be the official quote of this podcast and get repeated at the end of every episode. It is from a speech given by Ronald Reagan when he was president and is a great example of some of the sense of humor and skill that he and his speechwriters had. And I quote, "The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help." Unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every windy, cold corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.